you allowed the town to go bankrupt, and you allowed the town to become a slum, and you could have chipped in a couple of more percent and made sure that didn't happen.
So
a note on us allowing the town to go bankrupt, right? When you sum up Borgata's pilot payment, Borgata's IAT payment, and our ACA payment that goes to the city of Atlantic City, it's $40 million a year. Okay, there is a blog, the Commercial Cafe Real Estate blog. It lists the 100 highest tax-paying commercial properties in the U.S. We would be ninth, and the highest outside of New York City. We pay plenty. I mean, I get it. Maybe it was poorly worded. There were problems. There were a lot of political reasons why the locations weren't put there.
Money gets results. You know it, and I know it. And the state of New Jersey was hoodwinked.
And I'd like, Tom, with all due respect, that referendum was written by the lobbyists for your industry. I don't think we're going to make that mistake again.
I don't know who wrote the referendum.
The lobbyists for your industry.
That's not my business. MGM has been clear on their position about gaming in North Jersey for a long time. It was let the voters decide. Right. That's what Jim said. That's what Jim said. You know, from the very beginning.
Well, Mr. Bounce, you were interested in the Sands property, weren't you, for a while?
There is nothing public anywhere about any interest in
newspaper reports.
Newspapers say lots of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I get quoted. I'm really happy with all my quotes in newspapers.
I'm standing right.
So anyway,
I don't think that was an imagination. I think there was some contact.
So sure. Look, I am simply not in a position to confirm or deny anything that MGM has neither confirmed or denied before sitting here on this panel, I guess. But, you know, our position was always let the voters decide.
I'll guarantee you there'll be a casino in North Jersey, 100%. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. A, I will never make the mistake I made this time by allowing it to be written by the lobbyists for the casino industry.
I want to tell you something. I very much respect Mr. Garal. I very much respect his investment in this state. I believe that he believes that what he is doing is going to do good for the majority of people. And I respect that, and I respect him as a person and a businessman.
I'm never going to support any referendum going out there that I'm not confident is going to win, because I think if it loses again, it'll be virtually impossible for it to come back a third time. So the next time this comes back, it's going to be at a time. But the bottom line is very simple. There are three casino licenses in downstate New York that are going to be issued in the next couple of years, and those three casinos are going to open in downstate New York. There's another casino that's going to open in Philadelphia, and I just find it hard to believe that the citizens of New Jersey were going to sit there allowing the casino industry in New York, who paid for the opposition to the referendum. It wasn't paid. There was only one casino that opposed the referendum. The other four all contacted me to go partners with me, including MGM. So only resorts opposed it, and I think they opposed it because I think they're going to sell it. So I'm quite confident. I just don't know the timing, but I think you'll see clearly that New York is going to open three downstate casinos. We learned our lesson. I think that never again will I allow a referendum that gives essentially $200 million a year to Atlantic City. That's idiotic. I was prepared to guarantee the state $500 million a year for a casino at the Meadowlands, which is $300 million more than all of the casinos in Atlantic City pay combined. So I think that there will be a casino in the north, hopefully at the Meadowlands, but it's a certainty. Everybody knows it, and it's what's going to drive it is New York is going to open three casinos, most likely in Queens and Westchester. And at that point, I don't know how someone in Atlantic City is going to argue that putting a casino at the Meadowlands would be detrimental, because people will not be coming here anymore. But I think that they have it right. They've got to expand the non-gaming portion of it. I love Atlantic City. I think I want to see it thrive. But we should just work together as a state. Nobody in their right mind would say it's a good idea for a state. Let's think about this. Where should we put the casinos? Well, let's take the part of the state that has the fewest people and put 12 casinos there, and let's take the part of the state that has all the people that's next to New York City and put no casinos there. I mean, obviously, in hindsight, with the world changing like it has, it makes sense to at least have a casino at the Meadowlands and funnel some of that money down to rebuild Atlantic City.
Mr. Gorrell, you throw numbers around. You say $500 million, you know, you're going to give to the state, but what's that take away from Atlantic City?
No.
Is it a shell game? I think it is.
No.
Seriously? Did you read the thing that was on the ballot? They gave you 40% of the money, which was a mistake. In New York, when it passed easily, the governor called me and said, Jeff, the only way this is going to pass is if we make it totally transparent and we share the revenue with everybody.
So you don't think that would take business from Atlantic City, put in North Jersey?
I think we would take about 10 to 15% of business.
How about the people who are employed down here?
But I think, what happens when New York opens 3? Those customers, that same 10 to 15% is leaving. You're basically saying it's okay for them to drive over the bridge and lose their money in New York, but it's not okay for them to stay on this side of the bridge and lose their money at the Meadowlands.
Mr. Growl, you've been very vocal about the casino tax rate in the state. You said it should be increased to be more competitive with other states.
I mean, the reality is that if you owned a casino in Atlantic City before all this competition, you owned the printing press, unless you were a future president who managed to go bankrupt 4 times owning a printing press. So a little scary for the country, maybe. The reality is that the only reason that you've seen all this expansion, unlike when Atlantic City was done to rebuild Atlantic City, and it was the correct thing to do. But basically in New York and other places, the only reason that the government is doing this is they don't want to raise taxes, so they build casinos and they use the revenue instead of raising taxes. So in New York, where I actually wrote most of those laws, they generate $900 million a year for the taxpayers. The thing that I find the joke is that Caesars has a casino in Chester, Pennsylvania, where they pay one casino. They pay $125 million to the state of Pennsylvania, and they have 3 resort casinos here, and the 3 combined, I think, pay $85 million to the state of New Jersey. Like, I have enough money. Whatever money I make at the Meadowlands, I'm giving away. I don't need the money. I'm a horse guy. I got involved to save horse racing, but really, it's time that the taxpayers get a fair shake. And when you see that Rhode Island pays more in taxes than the state of than the one or two casinos, right. I mean, you're 100% right. You could have never done this without an 8% tax rate. By the way, New York has a 5-tier tax system because I wrote it that way.
That's New York.
Well, but common sense would say that a casino in Aqueduct in Queens, where there's 20 million people within 50 miles, should pay a higher tax rate than a casino in Nichols, New York, where I happen to own one, that has 600,000 people. I'd just like to say one thing to Chris. I agree with you.
I want to get Vince's thoughts.
I just want to say one, because I agree with you. A casino at the Meadowlands would force New York to move quickly to open the 3 casinos. My proposal is let's wait till New York does it, and then let's revisit the Meadowlands. I agree with you. We don't want to force New York to do it. At this point, the way to go is let's wait till New York does. New York, the Constitution allows 3 downstate licenses. It's coming. When it comes, I don't know. I mean, by law, it can't come for 6 years. But my guess is the fact that the 3 upstate casinos, of which unfortunately I own one, are all underperforming, will probably force New York. So I agree with you. I'll wait. Let's wait till New York is open in 3.
The other part was that bad bet from that ran the campaign, the no campaign, did a very good job. Our amendment was not really as transparent as it should have been in terms of where the casinos were going to be, what the tax rate was. All of those factors led to the defeat. And the fact is that the people did not trust the politicians in Trenton, and that was the basics of the campaign that was waged against us. They forfeited a huge opportunity, and the people of the state of New Jersey were really cheated out of hundreds of millions of dollars that could have come to Atlantic City for non-casino development. And it probably would eventually, hopefully, prevent in the future what happened in the past in terms of losing four or five casinos, which actually brought this issue to fore. So this is an issue that has to be restructured, and it's going to be based on the fact how the Atlantic City performs in the next year or two. We're all pleased about the fact that Hard Rock is going to be here. The jury's out on the fact is whether or not they're going to be able to grow the market, or they're going to be able to, or it's going to have an impact on the existing casino. So all those things have to be studied and analyzed. And talking to Mr. Gorala, who I deeply respect, no constitutional amendment will be placed on the ballot unless we have an opportunity to plan to make it successful. North Jersey gaming did not destroy the market in Atlantic City. Let's take a look at the numbers. The fact is that the annual gross gaming revenue in Atlantic City has declined staggering $2.8 billion from 2006 to 2016. North Jersey didn't do that. Or 54% during the same time period, overall taxes, fees collected by the state have dropped $610 million to $312 million, or 49%. Those casinos that lost their value and crushed this municipality did that to themselves, because they what we're doing at this point is repeating the same process. We opened the Revel, it was ill-conceived, did not grow the market, took enough revenue out of the other casinos except for the Borgata, which is a pristine property. I understand that. I'm very proud to be here and there. We lost the value in these properties. I mean, the Taj in 1990 was built for $1.2 billion, talking about 4 cents on a dollar. The Trump Castle sold for under $40 million. Resorts sold for under $40 million. Bally sold for $25 million with the furniture, I think. I mean, this is incredible loss of revenue. And, of course, this mayor took a big hit because he happened to walk in a perfect storm. And we had this difficult fight over the constitutional amendment and taking over Atlantic City, which has been very trying, not only for people that live here, but the people who are trying to solve a problem that was insolvable. What is the future going to be? What are we going to do in terms of laying out a strategy that we can accomplish success here? I'm the only legislator in the history of this state that ever worked in the industry for over 20 years. I had a house right here in Brigantine. I love this place. I love the people in the industry. This should have been the Paris of the Eastern Seaboard. No one did that to you. The North Jersey suggestion did not destroy Atlantic City. What we're saying, and is very, the facts do speak for themselves. Do you know how many hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to these other destinations? There's just incredible amount of shortfall for the state of New Jersey for valuable programs, tax relief, senior freeze, prescription program, all those other programs that are so valuable that we have to now fund out of local taxpayer money because those dollars are not there. So the future is, we don't have a crystal ball, and as far as facts rely, we can only go by what has happened. Stockton or anybody else could write a proposal. It doesn't mean they're right. I'm looking back and seeing what the behavior's been, and the fact is that the industry here has been very self-serving. And yes, they have a right to be their business people, but it blew up in their face. We had a proposal, whether you liked it or not, and the people obviously voted against it for whatever the reasons were. Was going to send hundreds of millions of dollars here for non-gaming development. Now you got to crawl out of this. That led to the takeover of Atlantic City. Not only did they, you know, there was almost a conspiracy between the casinos and the municipality. The state of New Jersey knew what those budgets were every year in Atlantic City. They didn't clamp down on them. They also knew about these casinos being over-leveraged. They didn't clamp down on them either. But when those casinos closed, the whole picture changed. And, you know, we can go into the figures, and you know what? Figures don't lie. Assemblyman, they don't lie. And when somebody could come in and buy a Taj Mahal for $50 million, yes, they're going to renovate it or whatever, and I wish them luck because I think they're a great operator, that says something about the value of the properties here in Atlantic City.